Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie. You're watching Nostalgia. No, you're not watching it.
Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie. You're listening to Nostalgia, the show where we definitively answer whether 80s and 90s kids would just watch whatever was put in front of them to stimulate their eyeballs. The answer is usually yes.
Yeah, it seems to be lately. But I think our luck's going to change today, Kate.
Do you mean our duck is going to change?
Whoa. You already know what we're going to watch.
Well, it's because that man suggested it.
Let's listen to a quick phone call from, as you put it, that man.
Hey, Nostalgia. It is the Tech Spec from Tech on the Side. And I just wanted to say I love your show. And if you're looking for some ideas, I would love for you to review a classic cartoon, DuckTales. Or if you're looking for something live action, I would love for you guys to review Saved by the Bell. So enjoy, love listening to your podcast. It is my brain break from overwork, and I just love listening to your conversations about all the things that I find nostalgic and fun. And it's good to know if it's actually good or just meh. Either way, I enjoy the podcast.
So thanks for that message, Tech Spec, if that is your real name. I really appreciate being called a brain break. You know, at first when I heard that, I was like, wait a minute, our show's not just a brain break. And then I was like, wait, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It shouldn't be, like academic or a slog to listen through. It's just kind of fun. So the Tech Spec's got their own podcast, Tech on the Side, which you can find on Anchor or I imagine anywhere that podcasts can be found. But I found it on Anchor, so I don't know if that's true.
Life is like a lasers, aeroplanes, it's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo!
We're gonna watch DuckTales today. Have you ever seen DuckTales, Kate?
No.
Okay. Oh, and we're gonna watch Saved by the Bell next episode. So we're gonna use both of your recommendations there, Tech Spec. Thank you again.
Thanks, Mr. Spec.
Saved by the Bell. DuckTales. Do you know anything about it?
I'm assuming it involves ducks.
Yeah, Kate. DuckTales is part of the fan favorite
the duck cinematic universe.
You know, it's funny. They do call it the duck universe. This predates the term cinematic universe,
okay,
I think.
Okay, well, we're in the duck cinematic universe.
There are a lot of duck-themed shows from the late 80s and early to mid-90s.
Why was everybody so pumped about ducks?
I really can't figure it out myself, but there's this guy named Carl Barks who wrote Disney comics back in like the 50s and 60s. Okay. And he wrote about Donald Duck. Mm-hmm. But then he also created this character named Scrooge McDuck.
Okay, I know that name.
Yeah, Donald Duck's rich uncle. Uh-huh. And I don't know if he created them, but he also wrote comics featuring Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Donald Duck's three nephews. Are you familiar with them at all?
I mean, I know the names. Yeah, they're like are small ducks.
Three small ducks, yeah.
What was with this man and ducks?
I don't know, but it's
I think we need to do a deep dive on this.
There's a huge series of comics, and there's this whole world that I'm not that familiar with, but doing some research for this, there are tons of duck universe, quote-unquote, comics.
Did this man talk like Donald Duck?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Did he wear a little suit? Donald Duck
wore a little sailor outfit.
Yeah.
And no pants like Donald Duck. But so these Carl Barks comics were adapted for the first time into a cartoon by a guy named Jim Magon, M-A-G-O-N. And he made this show DuckTales in September 18th, 1987. It started and it ran until November 28th, 1990. But during that time, they also sort of launched several other shows featuring some of these duck characters, as we'll talk about on future episodes. This show was made originally for broadcast syndication. Just like Tiny Toons, these shows where they just made it and then sold the rights to it to channels.
Uh-huh.
It became the first show in what became a block known as Disney Afternoon. Hopefully, my goal is to eventually show you all of the shows in the Disney Afternoon block.
Okay.
It was a two-hour block that would run. But then later,
when were these kids doing homework?
They watched DuckTales for 2 hours, then they went and watched Nickelodeon for a few hours.
Yeah. Like, millennials. I guess maybe this is what's wrong with us. Everyone's always like, oh, those millennials, they watch too much DuckTales and Disney Afternoon. Now all they do is eat avocado toast and don't buy homes and don't procreate and put Toys R Us out of business.
Pretty much.
See? I blame DuckTales.
Well, you can blame it for 4 years' worth of shows. It ran for four seasons. They made 100 episodes during that time. They put out one theatrical movie. And I also found that a lot of DuckTales episodes were like 2 to 6 part series, like parts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, kind of like Power Rangers was. We're not watching ones that long today.
Thank you.
To save you from that.
All right, let's hop in the pond.
The duck. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are yeah, we're going to watch season 1, episode 61, Once Upon a Dime, and season 3, episode 2, Allowance Day. Let's dig in.
A lot of these are money themed.
Well, yeah, it's about Scrooge McDuck. I'm really curious how we'll interpret this.
God knows I love money.
Okay, let's hop in the pond. I'm going to steal that joke and edit out when you made it, and then only I will make it.
Where's my number one dime? Sound the alarm. Call the police. Someone took my lucky dime.
Hey, what's going on, Devlin?
The number one dime. Its presence is sorely missed.
Uncle Scrooge, wait. We've got your dime.
Nathan, boys, this is a crisis. You've got it?
I don't like their wiggly butts. Life is a hurricane?
It's like a hurricane in Duckburg. It's a duck blur.
I feel like this is all going to be a duck blur. Man, I love how, I'm guessing that's Scrooge McDuck diving into a pile of money.
Swimming in his gold coins.
Oh, an angry duck. All right, these nephews look insufferable. And they all live with their great uncle? Where's their mom?
Or their dad? That's Donald Duck's sister is their mom.
Is she dead?
That I don't know.
Did she die in a horrific money avalanche? So they're just yelling DuckTales over and over. Why doesn't he open up this mansion for more small orphan ducks?
He's a venture capitalist. He doesn't have time for that.
Is he Scottish?
What's it sound like?
Why?
Duckworth is not a duck.
Shocking.
That's interesting.
Who's this girl duck?
I don't know.
I don't know if I like their little voices.
They're like little Donald Ducks.
Yeah, but did they spend a lot of time growing up with Donald Duck?
Probably.
I don't like these nephews. This grown man duck is being tucked in by his duck father also.
I guess if he's old enough to get a job, he shouldn't be being tucked in.
He never sent money home to these destitute Scottish parents. All I see is ducks and dogs.
Yeah, there's a lot of dogs here.
Ah. That duck Statue of Liberty is really distressing. So he went to jail.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, the Beagle Boys.
You poor naive duck. Alright, so there's cats in this universe.
Oh yeah, wait. He has pet cats. Doesn't seem right.
Let's never forget that there's also the Beaver Boys, in addition to the Beagle Boys.
Yeah, don't get confused.
Oh no.
So they're staking their fortune on a boat race.
Yeah, and these beavers are beavering. They're just sawing at trees. Oh no. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like I'm supposed to care about this more. This is a true American success story, guys. Doesn't every American success story involve a paddle boat race?
Riverboat?
I don't know. It has a paddle. You know what? Scrooge McDuck for president.
But I did not have enough money yet. Even though I was richer than 99% of the country.
I don't like these little duck boys. This is like when you're listening to a long story at a family gathering. And you're like, oh God.
Uncle Scrooge, just get to the end
Uncle
of it, please.
Uncle Scrooge, I don't need to hear all this. I just want to hear how, like, what did you invest in the 70s to make your money?
I'm worried about the recidivism of the Beagle Boys.
I know. I feel like someone should help them get into community college or something.
Okay, so he didn't pay his workers.
Nope, he just ran away. Yeah, this was all luck. There was no privilege at all. These little nephews just want to go, like, play a video game or something. Like, let them go.
I like.
Oh my god, they bought African diamond mines.
Like these capitalists, which are literally pigs.
Mm-hmm. So now he's exploiting workers in Africa.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about these three little duck boys. He cares about is importing blood diamonds that he made himself using elephants.
That was like a lot of apologizing for capitalism. I don't know, man.
Like, I definitely worked my way up.
Does he give back to anyone except for his own family?
I don't think he
when
has,
when he's
like
president, Huey, Dewey, and Louie will be, like, all... They'll have prime government jobs.
Yeah, I don't think he, like, has a Duck McDuck scholarship fund, you know, to help local kids. I don't think he runs, like, an after-school program. This is the same problem I have with Bruce Wayne. I'm just saying.
I heard it on the news. Today's Saturday.
Looks like we outsmarted ourselves. Jeepers! I wonder how far this joke has spread.
Today, the president assigned a special task force to determine what day it is. In our exclusive Duck TV poll, we asked the average duck on the street, what day do you think it is? 79% said Saturday, 19% said Friday, and 2% hoped it was Christmas already. Meanwhile, the day change has caused mass confusion everywhere, especially at airports, where riots broke out between Friday and Saturday passengers trying to get on the same flight. Saddest of all, however, are those people who missed their Friday birthdays. Now they're not sure how old they are.
I don't want to be 5 again.
And that's the way it is this Friday, or Saturday, or maybe even Sunday, the way things are going.
If Walter Cronduck is confused, then things must really be bad.
It's like a hurricane.
Here in Duckburg.
Lasers? I haven't seen any of that happen.
They haven't solved the mystery or rewritten history?
No. Or used a laser. I'm just saying. Who's Little Webby?
I don't know.
How many great nephews does this person have? Or is that like a great niece?
I guess
it's a little girl.
That's a girl. Disney is not going to let us put this episode up.
So they live in the bustling metropolis of Duckburg.
Yeah. So Huey, Dewey, and Louie are obsessed with material possessions. I wonder why.
Let's not go home and do some honest work. Let's go home and shake the piggy bank, which is probably what they call Scrooge McDuck. Oh my gosh.
So the subplot of this episode is that there's a dictator of the Banana Republic.
Yes.
Who's going to take over Scrooge's cereal factory.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure
and
I heard
that
correctly.
And now he's got to deal with all these little nephews running around.
They need a cash advance for their scooter. Yeah.
Give them a payday loan.
Sure, I'll advance it. Be a 50% interest.
Do they do chores for this allowance? I really do not like these little ducks. Oh my god, they're going to deceive their aging uncle.
Yeah, he's probably exhibiting early signs of Alzheimer's, but all of his Yes Men employees, nobody wants to tell him.
They're going to gaslight him to think that it's Saturday. These nephews, I would throw them out on the street. I would put them in a home.
Hopefully he has no other way of telling time other than his page a day calendar.
Oh my god, he's going to miss like a whole day of business. He's going to lose millions of dollars. These little jerks.
Don't these kids go to school?
No. They probably have private tutors. Wow, these little ducks are the worst. See, these nephews are the worst.
They've caused a global economic crisis by pushing the day forward. This teacher's probably thrilled. She's going to get a day off. She's probably overworked.
Yeah, underpaid.
I don't know. This isn't a public school.
Do you think Scrooge McDuck helps subsidize teacher salaries? No. These little ducks stink. I'm glad they're getting their comeuppance.
What's his name? Walter Klonduck?
Crumduck? This international call in the 90s is costing them like $28 a minute. These little ducks should be sent to jail. What is this music? It's like a Sarah McLachlan dog cage commercial.
Every day, millions of little ducks don't get their allowance.
Yeah.
With your small contribution.
Yeah, they're going to execute Fenton.
Fenton has been murdered by the regime in the Banana Republic. All because
they've sent a team in to destabilize the Banana Republic. Who's this duck?
Launchpad McQuack.
He's got a very strong jaw. These ducks need to just go home and go to bed. I can't.
I hope Huey, Dewey, and Louie brought, like, guns into this meeting, because it's going to go south.
You know, boys will be boys.
Classic.
Destabilize the world. Boys suck. If a woman did this, she'd be smeared in the press. I'm just saying.
Wow. A communist dictator is going to shoot a cannon at Scrooge McDuck.
I can't wait.
Makes sense. It's Scrooge's arch nemesis, communism. We've gotten him in a pickle. That's a bit of an understatement. He's been ordered to be executed. Mm-hmm. Just kill them, too.
Yeah.
Can't he just kill the children, too?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to use a plow on the front of the airplane to scoop the clouds away. So we can see the eclipse to prove that it's Friday.
He's not going to give him a dime to make his final phone call.
Classic Scrooge.
Tell the rich stay rich, man.
Gizmo Duck is like a... He's a thing.
Like a duck automaton?
Yeah.
There's literally going to be a deus ex machina. A duckus ex machina.
Scrooge is personally pulling the trigger on his friend.
He's not his friend. He's his employee.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Yeah, if you can't, in the moment of death, call someone Scrooge McDuck, and you have to call him Mr. McDuck, you're not friends. This music is, like, a little too inspirational. So they defeated this dictator with an eclipse.
So can they go get their scooter?
What is the lesson here? Oh my god, look at these little ducks with their hands out. I would cut their hands off.
See, they don't do any chores. I'm telling you, they don't earn this allowance.
Yeah, you're right.
These ducks stink.
Kate?
What?
Could you sum up what we just watched?
Some ducks doing stuff. Okay, the first one was all about how Scrooge McDuck definitely earned his fortune.
By not on the backs of hard like, work, no not on the backs of like no
exploiting
luck.
Labor and people at all.
Yep.
From a single dime. Yeah, really, way to go, Scrooge. And then the second one was about Scrooge's horrid nephews gaslighting him into thinking it was the wrong day so they could receive their allowance money and destabilizing global regimes.
Yeah.
All right.
That summed it up pretty accurately. What'd you think?
I don't know. Like, I just don't know. I don't know where the lesson is. Like, I know there doesn't have to be
the
one.
The first one was almost too much of a lesson. He's like, but I didn't feel rich. That's not a Scottish accent. I didn't feel rich until you guys moved in. Only family makes me feel rich.
You know what actually makes you feel rich? Piles of money.
Like, they spent the whole money basically, like glorifying the fact that he's rich and all his hard work. But then at the end, they shoehorned in, like, but family really, is it's the most family. Important.
No. Money is, guys. He couldn't take care of all these little duck boy wards if he didn't have money.
Come on, you didn't like this? I kind of liked it.
I don't know. It was okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I never gave you reasons why it's good at the beginning. But I'm going to do it now.
Reasons why it's good?
Well, I couldn't remember, really, because I haven't seen this for a very long time.
If you can't remember why it's good, no, it may
I just
not
haven't
be good.
Seen it in a long time, and I don't think I watched a lot of this as a kid, but this was very story-driven. A lot of the shows we've watched on here have been very...
Like,
pretty
gag
much,
driven.
Yeah, gag driven, right. Yeah. Driven by, like, the animation more than the story. This is extremely story driven. I thought both stories were fairly strong, especially the second one.
The second one, I don't know.
The one where they changed the day, I thought it was funny.
I liked the premise of changing the day, and then it just went off the rails.
In the second
me.
Half, yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that it's like, tangentially related to, like, the Disney thing. So, like, Donald Duck shows up, and not the ones we watched, but he'll show up in some. I don't know. I just thought it was fun. I thought it was nice that they were 20-minute stories.
Uh-huh.
I think both of them benefited from that. They filled the time nicely. Yeah. I didn't feel like it was, like, overly long too much.
I'm not, like, a DuckTales fanatic. I don't like those three little duck boys.
Well, but they're like scamps. That's the point.
I'm tired of scamps. I need, like, some self-aware child characters.
Yeah, maybe.
No, it's okay. They were...
How many splats would you give this?
Like, maybe two.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
But, all
like
right.
Like, maybe
so,
two out of five.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe 2.5 out
Fair.
Of five.
Fair.
Because, well, like, it was... I wasn't constantly looking at the clock, being like, when will this be over? So that there is that.
I think I would say, for anyone listening, DuckTales, if you have vague memories of it, or even strong memories of it, I think it survives a rewatch, going back and looking at it. More so than a lot of other shows we've watched.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it was, like... groundbreaking, you know?
I thought it was pretty good.
Like, it's no Hey Arnold, but I wasn't offended.
Yeah, fair. No, I liked it a lot more than you did, it sounds like.
I think
like.
You did.
And I thought it was pretty good.
I know, I mean, I'm
it was,
not...
It was fun.
I was lukewarm, but at least I was vaguely warm. Right?
Yeah, so...
this is one of the most generous reviews I've ever given.
That's a lie. Tech Spec, good call on DuckTales.
You're right. You know what, Mr. Spec? I think it was... I think I was...
It was bearable to you?
It was bearable.
Okay.
Some people, the things that some people suggest, though, I'm like,
you didn't want to duck out halfway through? So, next week, we're going to do Saved by the Bell to keep up with both of the suggestions from TechSpec. Yeah. Okay, if you want to send us a message, get the Anchor app. Find us on there, and you can send us a voice message.
We might even say your name on the air.
That's true.
It might be your real name, it might not be your real name.
And you can email us, notstalgia@AOL.com. Find us online, notstalgia.org, our really cool, modern, up-to-date website.
Totally. We're on the gram. Do it for the gram, guys.
The gram, I think.
People say that.
I think people do, who are a lot younger than us. I think that's everything.
No, people say Insta.
So...
That's what they say.
I don't know what young people say. So that's that's it for this week.
All right. Everybody
Bring in your
Next week on Notstalgia, Saved by the Bell.